Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Customer Service. I'm David. How can I help you?
Yeah, David. I just had a quick phone call, and I don't hear very well. It was from eBay to say they had been just about to make a payment out of my account for $299. Did I get that message right?
Yes, ma'am, because you are purchased Apple iTunes gift card.
Sorry?
You are purchased Apple iTunes gift card. Its amount will be $299.
Apple iTunes?
Yes.
I don't know what that's for.
Okay. First of all, you can inform me, ma'am. Apart from you, how many people use your information? Like you're any family member, you're any friend, they're doing something?
No. I do... make a payment, taken out of that account by the likes of my Medicare, insurance, and those things. That's the only thing that happens to that account when it's not me.
All right.
Can you give me a location?
Give me a minute. First of all, you can tell me, ma'am, like you're doing in your normal work each and every day, like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, news, posts, something like that you're doing by your end. And that point of time, you receive lots of the advertisement, like Amazon shopping, eBay shopping, everything like that. And I believe that point of time, you are by mistakenly touching any link over there, and that point of time, somebody directly accesses your information, and they are trying to misuse your details without your authorization. That's why you are facing that type of problem.
I'm not understanding all your words now, but you tell me it's not my problem, so how can I stop that?
Of course, I want to explain to you, madam, how do you want to close each and everything. First of all, you can inform me, because it's an online cancellation service. So do you have any device with you, ma'am? Like cell phone, iPad, tablet, something like that.
I'm talking to you on a little mobile phone.
And apart from this mobile phone, you have any other device?
I just have a laptop.
At home. All right.
This very day, I've just paid my security again. So, like, I was happy with what happened in the last 12 months. No riffraff on the screen. And now I just paid that. That's all
okay.
I've done today.
Okay.
And that was a different amount. That was a different amount anyway. I just wrote that.
I want to show you each and everything in front in your own eyes, then you can easily understand that.
Can you hold the phone a bit from your mouth, maybe? It's echoing in my phone. And talk slowly, because I'm a little old lady that needs your help, okay?
Okay, all right. I understand
that,
madam. Don't worry.
Thank you. So good.
Now, you need to do, you can from me first. If you're possible at the moment, you try to switch on your laptop.
Say that again. Possible to...
If it's possible for you right now, like you are switch on your laptop.
I'm in front of it and it's switched on. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, just try to switch it on in your laptop.
It is on. I just turned it on.
All right. Now, you need to do, madam, just look on your keyboard, extremely left-hand side, very bottom corner. Can you see that? Control key, CTRL control key. You can see that?
Yes. On the left, yeah?
Yeah, and just right of the CTRL key, right beside, it's a FN key, right?
Beside the control key is FN.
Yeah,
it's the Freddy N for Norman.
Yeah, and beside the FN key, which you can see?
It's 4 drums.
Yeah, 4 drums. It's like a window. Yeah, right. Now you need to do, madam, you place that key and don't release your finger. Place it and hold it down, don't release it. And try to another finger, place letter R, R as in robot, and both key release together.
Release. Type the name of the program folder document or internet resource and Windows will open it for you.
Absolutely. And
then in the blue background is your little low keys, MSCCONSIG.
Okay, can you see that of the middle? It's an open panel, open and right side is a white bar. On the middle of that box, it's a white search panel, just check. Beside the open, you can see that option open.
Yeah, it's got a word in there. I just said that. That's got a blue background.
Yeah, or
MSCONSIG.
You need to clear that panel, clear it. Yeah, use your backspace. Yeah.
Gone, yes.
Now type over there, all in lowercase, it's www, three times W. Then dot, put a dot.
Right.
Then A for Australia, A.
Yep.
Then N as in November, N.
A, N, N for Norman.
Norman, right.
Yep.
After Y for YOLO, Y.
Y for me, you want?
Y for YOLO, Y. Yeah, then D for doctor.
D for doctor.
Then E for England, E.
Yeah, F.
Then S for sugar, S.
S, got it.
Then K as in king, K.
K for king.
Put a dot. Then C for Charlie, C.
C for Charlie, yeah.
O as in Ohio.
O.
Then M as in Mary, M.
M.
Yeah, now you can
mydesk.com. Mydesk.com. I read anydesk.com.
Yeah, it is www.anydesk.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Now below of that, you can see that option over there. Okay, click on OK.
Yeah. Oh, right. This is all new to me doing these things. It says create now. Is it an AnyDesk? Is that a program? Is it?
And below the AnyDesk, you can see that option over there, red color square box of the middle. It's a download now. Can you see that?
Download, okay, yes.
Yeah, click
on it.
Yeah, click on it.
Okay, done. All platforms,
yeah. Yeah, and after click on that download now, just look on the very bottom left-hand side in your screen. Exactly, left-hand side, very bottom in your screen. It's a little option over there, anydesk.exe. You can see that?
No.
Exactly, left-hand side.
I've just got to roll it up. Oh, you'll have to roll it up. Oh, sorry. I'm going down. Right, keep rolling?
No, not rolling. Look on the very left-hand side. Look on the very left-hand side corner. It's something downloading. Just try to check. It's a little option. And it's written over there, anydesk.exe. It's a little option.
Oh,
left-hand side corner.
Discover any desk for Windows. Your remote desktop software for Windows.
Not
download
that.
Again. Is it something that says download again?
Yeah. You don't click on download again.
No.
You just look on the very bottom in your screen. Exactly left hand side, very bottom corner. It's a little option. Just try to check. It's anydesk.exe. It's a little option over there.
Is that on the page that rolls down, or is that on the like on the back of, I don't understand computers.
Okay, don't worry. All right, don't worry. I want to help for you. You need to do, just look on your keyboard once again. And you can see that, you can see the control key.
Control, yeah.
Now, you need to do, you press the control key first and don't release your finger. And after, you press the letter J, J for Joker, and both keys release together. Now, what you can see?
What can I see? Just what I had before. But all platforms and deliveries, it says any desk at the top.
Yeah, you double click on that, any desk, double click on that option.
Got it, double,
yeah,
support
yeah.
now.
Yeah, after double click on, after double click on that option, what do you can see in your screen?
Well, down the bottom in a red box is download now.
Yeah, you need to do, just double click on that option.
On the download now?
Yes.
Alright.
That's and after
I was,
after that, just look on the very bottom left hand side. It's a little option, anydesk.exe. You can see that.
I see that at the top.
Double click on that option.
There's no arrow going on it. My arrow's not working on it. But just on the word anydesk.
Yes.
Double click. Yeah, I've got a window now that says recent searches.
And?
Australia Post tracking. That's what I did this morning too.
Okay, and another thing?
That is?
After click, you can see that option, anydesk.exe. You can see that option?
Yes.
And you click on that option, then what you can see? Just confirm me.
Is that right at the top, on the left-hand side? It's got HTTPS at the front, and HTTPS, two little lines. Is that where I'm in the right, am I in the right spot?
Okay, you just check. It's already option, it will become up anydesk.exe. You just double click on that option, then what you can see in your screen? Anything option will become up, cancel or run, any option?
What did you want me to click on?
You look on the very bottom, left hand side. You can see that it's a little box and it's a right hand side arrow.
No.
You can see
it's
that?
It's just what screen I had before, and there's no, it rolls down, I don't know where the bottom of the page is, because it just goes down, 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 and it says download again, and it says highlight.
Alright, first of all, you just look on the very bottom in your screen, left hand side, what do you can see, just confirm me.
Five
here to set. And just top. Little bit of top.
Bit above that. Bring it up a bit. See anydesk.com. Yeah, that one.
Just double click on that option.
Oh, it goes away. That's why we haven't been seeing it. It's just gone away again.
Now, what else did it come up?
Now it's gone. That little box is gone now.
Run. Click on run.
Click on.
Run. You can see that option, run or cancel. Click on run. And after click on run, what option you can see, ma'am?
That little thing you asked about, when I move the cursor to try and click on it, it disappears. It's not actually on the screen with the other things. It's just, it comes occasionally when the cursor runs over something and then I move the cursor to click on it and it's not there.
What do you can see right now? What do you can see in your screen right now? Just tell me.
Yes. on top is a small white page, and it begins with https://anydesk.com/en. And then it just says recent searches that I've been doing. And
okay, very bottom. Look at the very bottom. Look at the very bottom in your very bottom in your screen. You can see the left hand side. Yeah, you can see the left hand side bottom. You already see that option. Anydesk.exe. You already see that option over there.
No. I'm just moving the cursor a little bit because it did come up before, but when I went to click on it, it disappeared then because it moved.
Okay, Anydesk. Yes?
It just did come up again and it's gone again. It's there now, but when I move the cursor to click on it, it just pops away out of sight.
Okay. You need to do, madam, just close each and everything and go back to your home page. Close that. Look on the very top right hand side, top corner, cross. Click on that cross and go back to your normal page. Close each and everything. Right hand side, top, it's a cross. Click on it.
Rolling circle? What does that do?
You just close it, madam. Just try to close it. Each and everything, close it and go back to your normal page.
Yeah, I've gone back to the Microsoft thing.
Alright. You need to do. You just press the control as J once again, madam. Press the control first, then hold it down and try to another finger, press the letter J as in Joker. Press it once again.
No, I don't understand that whole last thing you just said to me. I'm just going to see it page.
I'm telling you, ma'am. You need to do, you just press the control key once again, press it and hold it down. And try to another finger, press the letter J, J as in Joker, and both release together.
Right, done that. Nothing's changed.
Anything changed in your screen?
No, nothing. It's just still my open page when I first turned it on.
You need to do it once again, Control and J. Press it once again.
Control and J for John. And then lift them together. Did you hear that?
Anything come up?
No, but there was a little bling in the background, a little sound, but nothing has come up on the screen.
Okay, first of all, you need to do, madam, you have a Google Chrome browser or you are using any another browser?
Google.
You have a Google Chrome in your laptop? You have a Google Chrome browser?
I've seen that word somewhere, but I don't know. I really don't know much about computers, as you can guess.
You need to do, once again, ma'am, you need to do, you just press the flat key. It's a four flat square key. And press the letter R once again. Windows and R. Type
control, press the control and R.
No, not control or R. Windows and R. It's a flat key, little square, four flat square windows, beside the FN key.
I'm not understanding what that is.
Just right beside of the FN key, just right beside of the FN key, you have a flat key. It looks like a four flat square key.
Is this on the keyboard or on the screen?
Keyboard. I'm talking about your keyboard.
Oh, back to the four boxes together, like a cube.
Yeah, press and R.
That one with the R.
Yeah.
And hold them together. And then lift. Yes.
Now, first of all, you press the black key and hold it down and try to another finger press letter R, R as in robot. Then both key release together.
It says type the name of a program, folder or document.
And you can see that option already in type over there.
Where I guess it's open?
Yeah. You need to do is open up the open panel. You can see already it is typed www.anydesk.com. It is already typed.
No.
You need to type once again over there www.anydesk.com. Type over there once again.
Okay, it's by itself. Can I just press OK?
Yeah, then after type, click OK.
Oh, hang on. Something says can't reach this page.
I think you have a mistake, that's why.
I can't get that. Start again now. And I'm practicing going back to the book. And I'm
Why you are playing your mobile phone lots of... You just put the phone, your phone in speaker. Put the phone call in speaker first, in your mobile. Put the phone on speaker.
It is on speaker, but I can't hear. I have to hold it still.
All right. You need to do once again, press the flag and R, Windows key and R once again. And type.
I'm going to cry now. I'm going to cry. I can't do this. I can't do this.
What you can see in your screen right now? Just get from me.
The screen is blue. That's all.
You can see anything in your screen right now?
I've got icons down the side on the left hand side.
You need to do, madam. You place the Windows key and R once again. You place the Windows key and letter R once again. Keep your patience, madam. Don't lose your patience.
Yeah.
Now, it is once again, it is come up. Type of the name of the program, folder, document, and internet resource. In that box, it will be come up. It's come up or not?
What am I looking for? I'm sorry.
You just try to, once again, press the Windows key on your keyboard. Look on your keyboard.
Yes.
And press the, you press Windows key and R once again.
Windows and R. Yes, go down.
Now, what do you see? What do you can see in your screen?
Well, the little box on the left-hand side, and it's
where it is open.
The side where it says open, I see a blue background. It says www.
Then?
And A-N.
Make it clear that panel. Make it clear that panel.
Do I just take up my hand off the keyboard?
You use your backspace.
I've got that. Yeah, it's done.
Now you do it slowly. You type over there three times www, then dot.
Yeah.
Then A for Apple, A.
Yeah.
Then N for Nancy, N.
Yes.
Y for YOLO, Y.
Yeah.
D for Doctor, D.
Yeah.
E for Elephant, E.
Yeah.
S for Sugar, S.
Mm-hmm.
And K for King, K.
Yes.
Put a dot.
Yeah.
Then C dot for com. Charlie, C. Yeah, dot com, right.
Yeah.
Now click on OK. Madam, click on OK.
Mm-hmm.
Now after click on OK, what do you can see?
That's where any desk.
Any desk, right. And you can see that it's middle of that, it's access now. Any option of the middle?
Access now, I can see. Yeah.
Yeah, below of the access now, it's a red color square box. Download
yeah.
now. Click on that. Download now. And
yeah.
after click on download now, look on your screen, left hand side. Anything it is downloading, just try to check. Anywhere, any in your screen. Left hand side, very bottom, it's a square.
I can just see what we typed in before, the anydesk.com/en -au.
Not that. After click on download now, just look on your screen, exactly very left hand side, bottom corner, exactly left hand side. And you can see any little option, anydesk.exe. You can see any option over there.
No.
All right. Look on the very top, exactly right hand side, very top. Can you see
that?
See, right hand side, very top in your screen. It's a three dot option. Can you see that? It's a three little dot option.
Yeah.
Click on that option, three dot.
Settings, yeah.
Yeah, and after click on that option, what you can see, what option come up?
New tab, new window.
Yes.
New in private window.
And
there's a zoom. Favorite.
And you can you see the downloads? This option over there, downloads. Can you see that?
No. Oh, can see
below.
Downloads. Yes, yeah, sorry, I do.
Yeah, click on that download.
Right.
And after click on download, what do you can see in your screen?
I see any desk open file.
Open, click on open.
Open that one?
Yeah, open file, right. Open file, click on it.
Yeah, what, twice? No. There
no.
it comes. Here it
goes. Now what do you get
it's got a fee license and my address.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And
yeah.
an invite for that and there's
yeah.
some color boxes across the
middle. All right. You need to do just confirm me which number you can see. You can see the 9-digit number. Tell me the number.
298-319-506.
It is 298-319-506. 506. All right. Now, you can see that below of that, you can see that option over there. Set password. You can see that option. Set password.
I can't see anything about passwords.
All right. Right hand side. Exactly right hand side, very top corner, right hand side corner. Can you see that? It's a four black line option,
yes.
Four little
yes.
black line option. Click on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Right.
Can
so
you see
setting.
That? And set password. Click on set password.
Yes. Done.
Click
yeah.
on set password. Yeah.
Yes. Done that. There's a little white box now on the top of all that.
Yeah. After click on set password, what you can see, ma'am?
Sorry?
Yeah. You can see that it's one hyphen is blinking over there.
Yeah.
Now, you need to do, you don't do any mistakes. You do it slowly. I want to give it for you. It's all in lowercase. It's the Apple. A-P-P-L-E, Apple, 121.
You want me to type this in there?
Yes, all in lowercase. Remember, all in lowercase, Apple, A-P-P-L-E, Apple, 121.
Yeah.
And confirm password, select the confirm password panel.
The same word?
Yeah, same word you put over there, Apple,
A-P-P-L-E, 121.
Yeah, then apply, click on apply. Now it is apply. It's complete, madam.
Sorry?
It is apply. It is already complete. Apply, it will be activate.
What do you want me to do now?
You just put that password already. And you already click on apply or not?
No. Where's apply?
Below apply. Select the confirm password and put the same password over there, Apple 121, then click on apply.
Let me write that down.
You can see that. Yes.
Is it where it says set password?
Yeah, you just click on the password panel and type over there. Apple 121, APPLE, Apple 121, and select the confirm. You select confirm password, then same password put over there, Apple 121, and after click on apply. Just below of that, you can see the two options, one option cancel and one option apply. What do you
can see? I can just see interactive access.
Interactive access, allow access, and can you see that option unattended and access? Just try to check.
See which one? I can see set password.
Yes.
And then there's a tick. It says allow other devices to save login information.
Yes,
I can't do this anymore.
All right. You just keep your page.
Can you check?
All right, you need to do, madam. You just try to look on your screen. I want to send you something. You just try to check right now in your screen. What you can see in your screen?
I can't see.
I want to send you. Just try to check. What you can see in your screen? All right, you need. All right, you need to do. Look on the very top, left hand side, very top. You can see that new session, look on the very top, new session, option new session, click on it.
New session,
look on the very top.
New session, yeah?
Yes, click on it.
And we can see, before.
Yeah, now you can see that it's any option over there, like install any desk. It's a yellow color box or orange color like that.
I don't know what's happening.
Look on the very bottom. It's a three color box. One is the red, one is the yellow, and one is the blue. You click on the yellow one, of the middle one. Mm-hmm. Click on it.
Right.
And you can see that option over there. It's a accept and install. Red color box is the very bottom.
Yeah.
Look on the very accept and install. Click on it. And after click on yes, you can see any option will be come up. Yes, click on yes.
Installation. Oh, it's gone back.
Now.
Gone back.
All right. Now you need to do. You click on don't install. Any option will be come up. Install or don't install. Click on don't install.
Can you say that again, please?
You need to click on don't install. You don't have an option.
Don't install. Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alright. Now after, just try to check in the very top, it's left hand side very top, you can see that it's a white dot on the top. Anywhere, you click on anywhere. No, not that. Not that. You just click on access now page. Click on access now.
The big letters.
Yeah, and you can see that, no. Look on the very top left-hand side, it's arrow, left-hand side arrow. You can see that, very top. Yeah, click on it.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah, okay.
Click on once again. Click on that once again. Or you can see the minus sign. Look on the very right-hand side, you can see the minimize sign. Click on minus sign. Yeah, minus. Click on it. Now, what do you can see in your screen?
Welcome any desk. version 7.1.
Now click on new session, click on new session. Once again, click on new session, left hand side top. Alright, now minimize that page, minimize it. Minimize that page, madam, minimize it.
Where do we do that, at the top?
Yes, right, that one.
Right hand side?
Minimize. Minus.
I don't know. Can you see where my cursor is?
No, I can't see anything. Just minimize that. It's a minus sign. Click on minus sign.
Thank you. Yes, it's gone. Everything's gone now. Just back to my screen.
Absolutely correct. Now you can see in your all the icons, in your computer icons. Now, right now, madam, can you hear me?
I can't stay here. I've got a doctor ringing me. Trying to get through.
Okay, we'll be on the line.
Can
you? No, it's not complete, madam. It's not, work is not complete.
She's ringing me.
Do you have a doctor appointment right now?
Yes, a phone appointment.
Oh, phone app. Alright.
She's ringing me.
Alright, you need to do, madam. You have any idea how much time it will be take, like you're talking with your doctor, how much time it will be take?
No, I don't know. Maybe 10 minutes.
Maybe 2 minutes. Alright, you need to do, madam.
Half hour, I don't know. Maybe half hour.
Alright, you need to do. You don't do anything right now. Just leave your computer. Alright, you need to do. You just hang up that call and you talk with your doctor right now. And after 5 minutes, I want to call you back. It is okay for you?
Thank you.